when you shift your thinking over to holographic fractal thinking, everything changes. You're doing it anyway, you just don't know it. But when you become aware of it, then it's a whole different world. I can prove that you're thinking holographically just by one simple experiment. When you look at your door on your car, your passenger side, you already know what the other side is most likely going to look like, right? If you've seen it before, then you know what it looks like in your imagination. You don't even have to be there. Your car can be in another state. It could be another city. It could be another location. And you can imagine in your mind what the door looks like if you paid attention to it. You don't even have to be in the same country and you can imagine what the door looks like, or your steering wheel or your radio or whatever. Over time, you'll probably forget what it looks like, but my point still holds. You don't even have to be somewhere to figure what something, to see what something looks like in your mind's eye. You know, over time, you forget what people look like if you ain't seen them in a while. I definitely, and you forget their voice. I don't even know what my exes look like or sound like. Maybe if I got a phone call or something, I might recognize their voice, but it might probably take a minute. Like, who is this? You get a phone call and you say, who is this? That happened one time with a family member I hadn't talked to in 10 years. And I get the phone call and it's like, who is this? They just talk like it's like there's nothing's going by, and I'm thinking, I don't even know who this is. What are you talking about? And took me back, you know. It's like throws you for a loop, you know. Who are you? That in itself shows you that the game, this place here is gonna go away. Let's see if this door is open. I bet it's closed because I don't want to. So if you're over here at in another location and you can imagine your steering wheel, your whatever, whether it's a Chevrolet or a Ford or whatever, you know this the archetype of that door, that design, that steering wheel. You know, you don't even have to be in a Tesla. I've never been in a Tesla, but you know the steering wheel is going to be similar. It's going to have something similar to it, you know. Whether it's a Ford, Chevrolet, they're all going to be similar. And if you take the word similar, it goes back to simulation, right? You can go in one Harris Teeter in one city and know that you go in a Harris Teeter in another city, it's the same. It's going to be similar. You can go to one job, change jobs, go to another job. You know the pattern. You know the office politics. You know the corporate painted face. You understand once you've experienced one fractal. You know them all. Once you've experienced one personality, let's say there's like 10 different personalities, common, maybe 5 or 10 or whatever. Once you've talked to one, you've pretty much talked to, there are going to be some differences based on background and where they're born and all that. But It's been about a year since I went to Taco Bell, right? I just went in there to get a soft taco, and as soon as I leave, I start to cough. What is that about? When I quit doing the fast food, that went away. I go back, try it, the same thing starts to come back. What does that mean? What are they putting in them? What are they putting in the food? And why does it only happen with fast food, you know? We're still in the wild, wild west. But this is a mind game that's so far out of this world. They're trying to poison people. And they got the government supporting it, you know? But then when you try to plant your own little garden, they try to shut those kind of people down. And they say, oh, we don't want you to give somebody some bad food or something, or eat some bad food, when they're doing it. The very thing they accuse you of, they're doing. If you put any confidence in man or man's system, mankind or mankind's system, you're kind of deceiving yourself. Even if you put confidence in yourself, you're deceiving yourself. So yeah, you can almost self-diagnose yourself, because you know you need to sleep, you know you need to drink water, you know that you need to have a variety of food. You know that sugar is not good for you. You know you shouldn't overeat. You shouldn't eat every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes. You shouldn't eat a snack all the time. You don't need a snack all the time. You know if you have an urge to go to the bathroom, you need to go ahead and go and not hold. You know if you drink too much soda, it's bad for you, sugar. You know if you fast, because every night you sleep, you break a fast when you wake up. You do a fast every night. You know that fasting is good for you. You know that fasting is good for you. The Bible wouldn't say by certain things come out by prayer and fasting, right? You know if it's got a bunch of chemicals in it on the label, it's not good for you. A bunch of chemicals, you don't know what it is. You know that's not good for you. You might not understand some things, but other people around you have told you, like getting your electrolytes, getting your amino acids and stuff like that. You've been told, but you just didn't pay attention to it till you needed to when you got older. I never read the book, but I remember when I was a kid, somebody talked about it. And so this book was written a long time ago. And it was called, I think it was called, Everything I Needed to Learn, I Learned in Kindergarten. So everything repeats. You can look at the older people and see where you're headed, which way you want to go and don't want to go. You can look at the signs of the times, the seasons. You can look at the copycat. Somebody shot something up and at a church, and I told somebody, I said, well, And that's going to be copied. They're going to try it again. And sure enough, I had a news feed today that somebody tried to shoot a church, but security got them. So the copycat crimes, if you run a corporation or a business, you know there's probably somebody trying to embezzle in your business, because it happens all the time. Don't trust, you might think you trust them, but embezzling, if you Google it, you're going to see it's a rampant, probably, most likely. Long story short, if you really think with the mind of Christ, he's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, you already know, let's say somebody's suspicious their spouse is cheating, right? Well, if you're suspicious and you're not normally a suspicious person, there's a reason. Because they're probably cheating. If somebody's giving you a reason to be suspicious and you don't have a mental problem, like you're suspicious with other people or everything else, you're not paranoid about everything else, and somebody's giving you that suspicion for a reason. It even talks about God in the book of Numbers. He talks about if a man, you can actually test it. You know, if somebody's cheating, you can actually test it according to the Bible. Ask them, and if they lie about it, it's going to have some consequences on these people that are lying about cheating on their spouse, you know. If you live in lies, it brings death. If you're living a lie, it's going to bring death into your life. Because the devil is a liar and a murderer. Death. Lies bring death. If you're lying to yourself, you're bringing death. If you live in a lie, you're bringing death on yourself. That's fact, Jack.